This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Today, an opportunity to find out all about UC Veg. Juliet Planchess is the executive director. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So how long has UC Veg been around?
We are a locally grown nonprofit that started around 2010 with just a small group of community members that wanted to explore some healthy lifestyle behaviors, starting with some plant-based potlucks and then moving toward doing some educational programming, inviting some physicians from around the region that could come and do presentations on nutrition education, and then growing to offer things like shopping tours, healthy shopping tours, where a small group of folks from the community would get guided around the grocery store and shown things like how to buy in bulk and how to shop in season and how to read nutrition labels, those complicated things, and, you know, just how to incorporate more healthy food into their diet. And it's just grown over the last decade.
Is that like where you say, stay away from this aisle?
So it's kind of funny that you say that, because the majority of our shopping tour does take place in kind of one part of the grocery store, as is very common when you initially walk into a grocery store. You see the beautiful naturally occurring colors of the rainbow in that those fresh whole foods. And that's really where we want to be filling up the bulk of our diet. So we do spend a bit of time there and then venture out into the, you know, semi and more processed foods, because, you know, it's life and we need convenience food.
So was UC Veg kind of something, I mean, were you kind of the impetus for starting this?
I actually came in a little later as a volunteer, and when I found out about what was happening in our community, I was just super pumped to get involved. And yeah, I just started increasing my volunteer time. I saw the work that was happening here and the impact that it was having on the community members, folks getting gardens and growing their own produce and getting that movement that's associated with that. And of course, the direct access to fresh produce that's associated with it. And I was just inspired to get more and more involved until, you know, we became an official nonprofit. And at that time, developing our board and our leadership, I was able to step in as and serve as the role of executive director at that time.
So starting in 2015, there's been this lifestyle nutrition course. There were other kind of names for it before that. Talk about the impact you've seen with that.
Yeah, so the lifestyle and nutrition course is the largest program of UC Veg. And like you said, it's been known by several different names since 2015 and currently known as the Lifestyle and Nutrition Course, or just the course for short. So it's a 13-week evidence-based disease prevention and reversal series. And we use lifestyle medicine to address the leading causes of death in the U.S. So new topics are covered each week. Things like heart disease, right? Our number one killer in this country of everyone we know and love. We talk a lot about that. We talk about diabetes, obesity, and other chronic illnesses. But we also talk about how to view and manage stress. We talk a little bit about mindfulness and vulnerability. We talk about avoiding toxins and chemicals and how to move naturally, if we could borrow the term from Blue Zones Project, by incorporating more exercise into our daily life. And then all of that takes place in a really inclusive and socially supportive atmosphere. So the theoretical portion of the program is also complemented with practical cooking demonstrations, recipes, sampling, and lots of resources to encourage folks to do self-learning in between and after class.
Now, obviously, for the last couple of years, the classes have kind of shifted a bit in how you do them. I imagine you're kind of shifting back now.
Yeah, we definitely had to pivot. So we were doing these in person here locally, which was a really wonderful option for folks that, of course, live in Douglas County or the Umpqua Valley to attend. But what we didn't realize we were excluding until the pandemic came around and we were able to transition to a virtual platform is the rest of the world. And I'm saying this, that we actually have attendees that join us from around the world to attend our little locally grown course through UC Veg, right? Every round that we have of the 13-week course, we have folks joining from other parts of the world, of course, other parts of the country, but then even for folks that live in outlying parts of the county, it can be a nice option for them to now join. So yes, as we are kind of resuming life as we knew it pre-pandemic, or maybe a little different than we all knew it, we will be moving toward a dual option where we'll be live streaming the in-person course to make that available again for folks that, you know, you can't. One thing we learned from doing our virtual classes is that there's no way to replicate the taste and smell of the recipes that we normally would provide during the in-person course. Other than that, I'd say we've done a really good job replicating the experience, but we're excited to get back to that and provide that opportunity for folks that live in the local community.
So if you're on the other side of the Zoom screen, you can see the food cooking. It's not quite the same.
Not quite the same, but I'm sure there's somebody real smart up there working on that too. Eventually we'll be able to provide, someone said, like a scratch and sniff kind of experience. Maybe we could ship to them. I don't know, but we're not there yet. So yeah, we're looking forward to being able to provide that in-person option.
And when you have these classes, I imagine for a lot of people, it's maybe their first step or maybe second step in the process. They've been wanting to do something different, mm-hmm. but you've got your habits, you've got the foods you always yeah. eat that you know how to yeah. make, and suddenly people, you know, you're looking at, wait a minute, I have nothing, no idea what to do with these.
Yeah, absolutely, Kyle. It is definitely I'd say a gradual shift, and we encourage people just to come as you are and take baby steps toward, you know, whatever, depending on what your goals are. For some people, it might just be a little minute shift. For folks that are actually reversing chronic disease, they might want to make a little bit more of a gradual progression there. But it's very personal, like you alluded to, just what we put in our mouth, those choices that we make every day, the conscious and subtle choices that we're making, really are close to us, near and dear, often based on the family norms that we've grown up with or the culture that we have been immersed in or grown up with. So we definitely are very sensitive to that and really pride ourselves on just providing a safe and inclusive atmosphere. We often get feedback from our participants that they came in concerned that they might be lectured at or told that what they're doing is wrong. And that's really not the approach we take. We really want to just provide the information that's available and then folks can make the decision. I think the issue is when folks don't even know, you know, what is the optimal lifestyle or dietary behaviors, then they can't make that choice on their own. But if they at least have that information available to them, then they can start making those changes. So yeah, we have about 75 providers around the Umpqua Valley that are referring participants to the course. And those folks are likely coming to us because they're struggling with some kind of chronic illness. And that's, of course, very common, not just in our community, but across the country and around the world right now. So we're very thrilled to be able to receive those folks and provide them with tools and resources and guidance that has proven to be able to make serious impacts to the point where diseases can be reversed, medication can be lowered or eliminated altogether. And we can talk about that in a little bit, but yeah, the outcomes are really substantial and quite exciting.
Well, to have dozens of the doctors and the medical folks actually referring a class like this, I mean, really says something.
Yeah, and you know, it's like we started out as a little grassroots organization, and now we have, like I said, about 75 providers referring participants, but then we also have medical providers, physicians, national family nurse practitioners, dietitians, you know, folks that are doing this work all day for their patients and then come and volunteer with us after work because this is sort of the time that they wish they might have with their patients to really go into depth and be able to share with them more of the root cause of illness and how to address those things. So we're very thrilled and grateful to have the caliber of volunteers that we have on our course team, on our donor facilitation team to be able to lead this work. And I know that it's really rewarding for them. These, like I said, the things that they maybe wish they had time to share in their visit with a patient, but don't have the ability to quite dive into.
All right, more when we come back with Juliet Plenchas talking about UC Veg, the upcoming course, and the interview. We got podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas Caddy, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. And David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. The next 2 days, we're going to be talking to more candidates for governor of Oregon. Non-affiliated candidate Betsy Johnson will be on tomorrow's program. And Jessica Gomez, Republican candidate for governor on Thursdays inside Douglas County. Talking about UC Veg with Juliet Plenchas, the executive director. Over the years, I imagine some people go through this and they may, in some cases, maybe even don't ultimately adopt all the things you wish, but yet they've still changed, made some improvements. But I'm sure there are other people who just take a big leap forward, mm-hmm. and you know, you catch them a few months down the road and they've really changed.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And you know, we say you get out what you put in. If you want to just come in and just kind of listen in on the first time taking the course, you're welcome to do that. Like we said, it takes a lot to start to make these transitions, but there's definitely those folks that just come in and I think they use that time as an experiment. You know, let me just take this 13 weeks. I'm going to do everything that they recommend and see what happens. And then I can also always revert back to my, you know, my previous behaviors if it doesn't work for me. But what we find is that it really does work. And so, you know, out of the over 3,700 participants that we've had since the start of the course and its previous iterations, we've had folks that have seen incredible transformation. So we've had probably about, we've had about 2,500 pounds lost, a total weight loss for our participants. We've had almost 400 inches lost around the waist of participants. And I want to say, too, that the point of this course isn't necessarily for folks to lose weight, right? That is a side effect of getting toward a healthy lifestyle. When you are moving in that direction, that often happens, but it doesn't happen for everyone. It's about attaining a healthy weight. And these numbers that I just listed are likely very short to what the actual changes were for folks, because not everyone does the pre and post measurement. And like you said, we don't always capture that. Sometimes it doesn't happen within the 13 weeks, but we run into them at Lowe's, you know, 5 months later, and they're telling us about the incredible transformations that happen. We've had over 50% of those over 3,000 participants lose more than 5 pounds in just the 13 weeks. Maybe more impressively, we've had 10% lower their A1C, which is a type 2 diabetes marker. So we've had 23 participants that were type 2 diabetics or pre-diabetics and now have a normal A1C measure, meaning they reversed their type 2 diabetes. So anyone that's out there listening, yes, it's possible to reverse your type 2 diabetes. And it happens in this course kind of on such a regular basis that it, as a miracle, almost becomes commonplace. But yeah, these are just kind of things that happen throughout the course. We have like I said, about 3,700 people that have gone through in your community here, in this community. So your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues at work, they're going through this and seeing these transformations. And it's just really stunning. I think, you know, there's a beautiful testimony lots of testimonies that we like to share, but one from Marilyn Stevens from Douglas County, who says, "This class changed my life. I am healthier and feel younger. I was about 218 pounds and on oxygen and about 24 weeks, I lost 68 pounds and no longer using my oxygen." So she says, yes, this class can change your life too. Give it a chance and you won't regret it. I think those testimonies from locals can be really impactful for folks that are concerned about maybe trying something new. But, you know, hearing from other people in the community might be encouraged to do so.
So when do these begin on the next round?
So the next round starts on Thursday, April 21st. So they're always Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30. This one will be virtual again. We won't be starting our in-person courses until August. So Thursday, April 21st. And folks are invited to register by just going onto our website, ucveg.org, ucveg.org, and then going under activities and programs and looking at the lifestyle nutrition course and how to register. You can just click there. It's super easy. And then there's an optional orientation in advance of the start of the course. If people are not used to using Zoom, we're happy to help you kind of navigate that and learn more about what to expect from the course.
You know, I was just looking at all this information from some of the medical providers, doctors, and others, and it seems like a part of a gradual shift for the medical community over the last decade and a half or so of really putting more emphasis on preventative medicine, not just, okay, you've had a heart attack, now what do we do to save your life, but how do we prevent you from having a heart attack or getting to dealing with type 2 diabetes or things like that.
Yeah, it's really nice to look at those root causes. Otherwise, you're just dealing with the symptoms of disease. And that'll keep people kind of in that rotating door, right? Coming back in and utilizing the resources that we have available, but it's not maybe the most efficient way to go about it. And, you know, saving people money, saving people time. And we always encourage folks that if you're not suffering from chronic illness yet, but you're living the standard American lifestyle, it's likely that it will happen, right? Statistics say it will happen for us living here in the United States. So we encourage folks to come in early and go the preventative route. So really anyone at any age could attend this course and benefit from it because we're all either preventing or reversing chronic illness.
And sometimes, I'm not going to sound like a doctor here because it's over my out of my league, but I know that there are situations where people make these changes later in life and they still get a lot of benefit from it.
Absolutely.
But sometimes, you know, what you did for 10 or 20, 25, 30 years is still going to impact your future.
It does. It's not a magic, you know, it's not a magic pill. It's not an overnight thing, but it's incredible how even just, you know, a week of transitioning to a healthier lifestyle can make a difference. People start to feel more energetic. They start to have more stamina when, you know, for example, working outside in the garden where they used to need to take a rest every 10 minutes. Now they can do it for several hours at a time, or where they could only walk to their mailbox. Now they can go on long walks or maybe even go on a long hike. So these things are absolutely possible. I just thinking of a gentleman named Dale who said he's 73 years old and he wants to live a little longer. He wants to get to know his grandchildren. So it's never too late to start making these changes toward a happier and healthier life.
So are there groups similar to UC Veg in other places that you're familiar with?
So we have a very unique thing in that we're locally grown, but we do use information from sources around the country. Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, which is based out of Washington, D.C., and a group of doctors that have come together and, like you said, Kyle, wanting to look at the root causes and see how prevention and reversal can take place. We also use nutritionfacts.org, Dr. Michael Greger's site, which is a collection of a summary of nutrition-related studies that are happening around the globe, and he kind of synthesizes those into small bite-sized videos. So that's nutritionfacts.org with Dr. Michael Greger, and lots of other wonderful resources that are out there that, you know, are research and evidence-based that we pull from.
And I see that he has a book with an interesting title, How Not to Die.
Yes, How Not to Die by Dr. Michael Greger. So it's a suggested supplemental reading for the course. Otherwise, we provide everything that folks need. And for OHP members, we're able to provide that book for free. And so just a quick shout out to the folks that are helping to sponsor this under UC Veg, the Umpqua Health Alliance, CHI Mercy Health for providing our pre and post blood draws. Of course, Thrive Umpqua has been a wonderful supporter, Aviva Health, PETA Pit, and then the National Endowment for the Humanities and Oregon Humanities have all really made this possible so we can make it free of charge for participants in our community and outside of it.
So how often do you do these classes?
So we've been doing about 3 rounds per year. So they're 13 weeks. We usually start one at the beginning of the year, which, as you might imagine, is our biggest class. People are usually ready at the beginning of the year to really endeavor to make some big changes. And then we take about a 2-week break, do the next round, take a little break for summer while people are moving around and going on vacation. vacation, and then we resume or do a third round in the fall just before the start of the holidays.
So a lot of opportunities there to get involved. And if somebody doesn't have the ability just with their schedule to connect with the classes directly, can they access the virtual classes later?
Yeah, so we are working on making those recordings available to folks. But I also want to encourage you that if, you know, Thursdays don't work for you, we have a lot of other programs available. The Lifestyle Nutrition course is our largest program for UC Veg, but we regularly have dine-ups or meeting together at restaurants and enjoying healthy meals together. We have our shopping tours. We have our potlucks. We have our movie nights. We have our kitchen garden project where we build backyard gardens for low-income families, nonprofits, and schools. We have cooking demos regularly. We just had one last Saturday that was wonderful, just showing people how practically to incorporate these changes into their kitchen. So there's lots of opportunities to get involved if the lifestyle course isn't quite the right time for you. We understand that 13 weeks is a big commitment, but definitely encourage you to try it out and take that step toward a happier, healthier life.
So give people the website address again to get connected.
So ucveg.org, ucveg.org, and then go under activities and programs. You can take a look at all the things that we have available for you, all free of charge. But then look for the lifestyle and nutrition course and hit register, and that's how you can get connected. You're also welcome to look at our events calendar to see everything we have coming up.
All right, Juliet Planchas from UC Veg on Inside Douglas County.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.